Okay, so where were we? We just looked at copper, silver, and gold. And then we've got this big part of the periodic table, which is called the transition metals. And these tend to all be metals. The D bands are being filled. So at this end, you start to fill the 3D. In this row, it's a 4D. This is 5D. This is 6D. So here, the D orbitals are being filled. And you get this big block of metals in the periodic table. And this part down here is called the rare earths. And the rare earths, the F bands are being filled. So as you move to the rare earths, the F bands are being filled as you go from one type to the other. And they all are also all metals, the rare earths. So a lot of metals in the elements. The rare earths are actually not so rare. You find them almost anywhere. They're right now not mined in Europe. And the problem is not that they're hard to find, but when you dig them up, you have to dig the rocks up and you make some powder and you separate the rare earth metals that you want, like neodymium or something like this. It produces a lot of radioactive waste. So the earth is just radioactive. And that's fine as long as the radioactive elements are stuck in rocks and aren't moving anywhere. But when you dig it up and make a powder and then throw this in a big pile, then water runs through it and the radioactive elements wash into the water. So we prefer to have the rare earths imported from China or Africa because we don't want the radioactive elements in the water, even though there's plenty around here. Okay, so let's look at the